Binance lists SpaceX pre-IPO perps as traders. Bet on 2T valuation. Binance has launched perpetual futures on a SpaceX pre-IPO index, giving retail and pro traders leveraged exposure to one of the world's most watched private companies before any public listing. CoinDesk reported the listing on May 21, 2026, framing it as part of a wider race to offer synthetic exposure to high-profile private firms through crypto-native venues. The contract tracks an index value derived from secondary market and tender offer benchmarks rather than a live equity quote. SpaceX has not issued shares to the public, and the perp is cash-settled in stablecoins, so holders never touch the underlying company. Inside the contract structure, perpetual futures have no expiry. Traders pay or receive funding every few hours based on whether the contract trades above or below the reference index. That keeps the perp price loosely anchored to whatever index value Binance publishes for SpaceX, which is built from private market quotes, such as recent tender offers and secondary trades on platforms that match accredited buyers and sellers. Because the reference is a constructed index and not a live exchange price, the funding mechanism is doing more work than usual. If a tender offer prints once a month and the perp trades daily, the contract is effectively a leveraged bet on where the next tender will clear, paid for through funding rates in between. Position limits and margin tiers were set on the conservative side at launch, according to the CoinDesk report, with maximum leverage well below what Binance offers on liquid majors like BTC and ETH. That is consistent with how other exchanges have rolled out exotic perps when underlying price discovery is thin. The $2 trillion number speculation about SpaceX hitting a $2 trillion valuation has been building since late 2025, fed by Starlink revenue growth and Starship cadence. Most public commentary has come from secondary market brokers and venture investors rather than from SpaceX itself, which does not disclose financials. The Binance Index puts that speculation into a tradable instrument. A trader who believes the next tender clears above the current implied valuation can go long with leverage. A trader who thinks Starlink margins are thinner than the market assumes, or that an actual IPO would price below tender levels, can short. Neither side needs an accreditation letter or a brokerage relationship to do it. The broader crypto market has been flat while this story developed. BTC sits at $77,520, up 0.3% on the day, with ETH at $2,027 and SOL at 86.28 as of May 21, 2026. The Fear and Greed Index reads 40, neutral. None of those numbers explain why a private company perp would launch this week, but they do explain why exchanges are looking for new product surfaces. Spot volume has been mediocre, and altcoin perps have lost share. Part of a broader private market push, Binance is not first to the private company exposure trade. Polymarket recently opened prediction markets on SpaceX, OpenAI, and Anthropic valuations through a partnership covered earlier this week. Those are binary or scalar outcome markets, not leveraged perps, but they target the same demand: traders who want a position on a company they cannot directly buy shares in. Anthropic, for its part, has already pushed back against tokenized versions of its private equity, calling them void. SpaceX has not publicly responded to either the Polymarket listing or the Binance perp. Pre-IPO secondary trading is well established. But synthetic perpetuals built on top of it are a newer surface that regulators in the US and EU have not clearly addressed. Regulatory questions sit in the background. Cash-settled, stablecoin-denominated perps on a private US company will draw attention. The SEC has historically treated synthetic exposure to unregistered securities as security-based swaps, which carry their own rulebook. Binance is not directly available to U.S. retail, but geofencing on perps has been imperfect across the industry, and previous SEC actions against offshore venues have leaned on that gap. The product is most likely to find users in jurisdictions where private market access is legally restricted, but crypto perpetuals are tolerated. That includes much of Asia and parts of Latin America, where retail traders already use perps as a substitute for products they cannot otherwise buy. For crypto card users, the connection is indirect but real. Stablecoin balances that fund a card can also fund a perp position on the same exchange. Treasury management for the average retail user increasingly mixes spending, yield, and speculation in a single pool of stablecoin liquidity, which is one reason this kind of listing matters beyond the SpaceX angle itself.